Okay, well, good afternoon. It is our Business Building Mastermind, our Life Mastery Consultant Business Building Mastermind. And this is a specialized training that we are going to look at harnessing the power of working with our vision as it relates to our business and as it relates to the work that we've been doing inside this program. So the date today is January 20th, 2014. And it's Kirsten here, and I'm really, as always, I feel just honored and privileged to be with you on this call and to have the opportunity to do a deeper dive in the technology of the vision work. Because as we know, visioning, working with our vision, supporting our clients to work with the vision is really one of the centerpieces, if you will, of our work. You know, this is a vision-driven practice that we teach, and so working with the vision statement is key. And essentially working with the vision technology in our own lives is also essential and key, and certainly key to us building our businesses and growing our practices. So one of the things that I think I'll do is I would like to just present sort of the technology piece up front, And then speak to it from as it would apply as we're building our business, and specifically as it would apply as we're working inside of this program. I think one of the things that is specific to this program differs from other programs that we've certainly been a part of inside of the Life Mastery Institute is that this program, by design, is put structures in place which really create a sort of, I'm looking for the right word here. I mean, the word that comes to mind is a pressure, but I think that word implies something that I'm not really wanting to apply here, but I think it's a bandwidth of energy, maybe that's the way I would describe it, around our business building practice and around our actions that serve that in such a way that we are, encouraged now to really sort of turn up the volume and turn up the energy in a way that really serves building the business, that really serves the vision of this business taking shape and form. Now, a couple of things happen when you apply pressure or apply a bandwidth of energy, the term I'm using here to describe this effect, but this bandwidth of energy now, there's going to be, paradigms that show up that are obviously in the face of that are anything that isn't in vibrational harmony with the vision we're holding for our business will show up. As we know, ultimately that is the good news, because we want anything unlike it to show up so that we can work with it, so that we can repattern it, so that we can integrate any energies that are not harmonious and in alignment with the business building that we're doing. I'm going to pause here for a quick second because I'm thinking, I was going to do the sort of vision technology up front, but I think I'll do it the other way around just because that's the way it's coming out. And part of what, because we all, I'm looking, and those of us on the call here, we are familiar with the vision technology, and I'm going to review it at the end just in case anybody's not, or, sometimes we hear things a different way. But I think just for the sake of getting the boat into the water here and setting out to sea, we'll just stick with looking at it, this technology as it's applying and the ways that we're working with it inside of this program. I think one of the opportunities we have in working with our vision in this program is that since we're being asked to look at our KPIs each week, for instance, and those KPIs, it's all information. It's all feedback on how we are interacting, with the world at large in service of building this vision, building the coaching practice. But it is at the level of fact that we're needing to examine these numbers each week. It's the level of fact and appearance we're needing to put our attention. And one of the things that is very common when we're looking at the level of fact and appearance, and the numbers aren't, those numbers that are in our vision. Those aren't the numbers of the woman who is, fill in the blank there. That is a direct challenge, and I will actually use the word here rather than challenge, but a direct opportunity, switching out the word challenge for opportunity, a direct opportunity for us to put into practice the application of this technology very specifically. So one of the things that I really would encourage us to be mindful of right now is every time we look at a number, you know, or that isn't in alignment with our vision, or and we want to be mindful of our nervous system, mindful of what, you know, it could be very subtle. It could be very subconscious that there would be something in the background going, oopsie, it's not happening the way, you know. You know, any of those types of thoughts create a dissonance in the field to what we're creating. So if we were to reverse engineer this a little bit, one of the things that we would want to be mindful of is when we go to look at our KPIs, when we go to look at our numbers, when we go to look at or interact in any way regarding our business and the vision, that we have really anchored ourselves and really dialed in, for lack of a better term there, the vibrational frequency of the woman who's living a life where it's all worked out. It's, you know, everything in our vision is happening now. Everything that we are presencing as the woman or the man who is, you know, you fill in the blank there, that it is happening now. And that is the energy with which we look at our KPIs, with which we fill out those forms, with which we make the phone calls when we pick up the phone. And so we are literally, you know, you've heard this many times before, so it's nothing new here, but I'll say it again, coming from the energy of our vision as if it's happening now. So that is probably one of the most subtle and distinct vibrational shifts that we can make, and the opportunity to practice that is probably the most impactful vibrational shift that we can make. It may be subtle, it may be not so subtle, but it's probably the most significant vibrational shift that we can make, and the opportunity to practice that on a regular and repeated basis in the face of our forms, our structures, our KPIs, and so on, is a wonderful opportunity if we're not aware of what our nervous system may be doing in the background, our subconscious mind might be doing, and if we're not aware of that, we definitely want to be noticing it. And even to the degree that we just upfront, before we even go to our forms, we make our calls, et cetera, as I just mentioned, that we actually get ourselves in that state of being. So with that said, I want to just review the technology, and then I'll open it up for some questions, and we'll go from there. So the technology, as we know, we're working with our vision statement, and we're working with two vision statements, really. So we're working with the longer, what I call the mind movie version, which is the vision statement where, you know, we've dreamed full out. It has all the bells and whistles, all the details. We've really gone in there. We've painted pictures with our words. It's written in the present tense. That's where energy goes as it's directed. So it's happening now. It has the specificity. It has the numbers so that the universe can begin to organize itself accordingly. That's good directive to give numbers. It's got, you know, again, all of everything in there we've included. We've dotted the I's. We've crossed the T's. We've got, that vision for your business alone could be a couple pages long easily. Now you've got that version, which is the mind movie version, which you're going to work with when you have at least a minimum of 30 minutes to really be in a relaxed state and to go through that mind movie version where you read a few lines of your vision and then close your eyes, and in a relaxed state, you put yourself inside that picture, that movie. You five-sensorize it, you see it, you feel it, you're interacting in it, you are it. You're on the screen of the movie of your mind, you're on in the theater of your mind, you're there, and you see it and you feel it. And then you'll come out of that and you'll read another few lines and go back in and five-sensorize it, same thing. So what you're doing as you get engaged in this practice, you're bringing it to life and you're learning in the process what it feels like to be this woman or to be this man. You're learning, you're building cells of recognition, and you're learning the vibrational resonance of this, what this feels like literally, in your nervous system and what you'll be transmitting. So this is the place where we really get to discover that. We get to build the cells of recognition. It's an essential and key part. This is the same technology professional athletes use when they're training, and they go through their entire routine from start to finish in their mind's eye as a supplement, as an adjunct to their physical practice. And it's very well documented, the effects of it. And this is what we're doing when we're building any part of our life, through the visioning technology. And we can, again, the business sector of our life, that domain, we want to be practicing this in the same way. Then, of course, you can have your shorter travel size version where, that's the one where you've got, key sentences, key elements out of your vision statement as a whole or the particular domain of your business, which literally hold the energy, if you will, for your vision. So you know that piece you're going to read every single day. It'll have maybe a couple of the highlights. It'll have some key images, but it's not long. It's a placeholder for the longer mind movie version, energetically speaking. And what happens is over time, as you're learning and building your relationship with your mind movie version, and you're really becoming that man or becoming that woman, that energetically becomes encoded in your shorter version, so that when you read that shorter version, it literally brings that, the cells of recognition are awakened, as it were, stimulated, and you you're just reminded who you are. You're reminded of your business and so on, and who you are as the woman or the man living that now. So this is sort of how you're working with it. And as I spoke to earlier, that vibrational frequency, that energy that you want to be so familiar with, what it feels like to be that woman or to be that man, that when you go, now we're going to come to current reality, so to speak. You're coming to make your calls. You're going to fill out your forms, your KPIs. You're looking at the anything related to your business, and you are coming from the energy of the woman or the man who's already living that now. But you've learned what that feels like through your practice of working with your vision. You've learned to put yourself into a state of being at will, and that is the practice. That's what this practice is. So, you move forward accordingly with it. So I'm gonna stop here. I've said a lot. I want you to have the opportunity. I see there's many more of you on the call right now. I want you to have the opportunity for me to elaborate on anything, clarify anything. Sometimes, I can get going and it's super clear to me, but yeah. I want to make sure it's clear to you. So I'm just gonna pause here for a moment. If you want to ask a question, press *6. That'll put you in the queue, and I can open and you can ask your question. So hold on 1 second. Okay, hold on 1 second. My screen has just frozen for a second, so give me a minute so I can see if there's any. Okay, *6 will put you in the queue if you have a question. I'm not seeing anybody in the queue. Maybe it's all clear, which would be good. Good thing. Clarity is a good thing. So, hold on 1 second here. I'm just trying to get the screen unfrozen just to see if there's anybody. No. Right now looks okay. Well, go ahead and *6 will put you in the queue if you have a question or something comes up. And as I'm moving forward, that, again, you remember, or if you have questions, just feel free to do that. That's fine. So working with this technology is absolutely something we want to really in terms of building the business, again, I think because we are faced with at the level of fact, and it's never a spiritual bypass to the level of fact. I mean, the level of fact says, X amount of dollars is currently in my bank account, and that's in perhaps, and I would imagine, it's counter to the dollar amount that is present in the vision. But learning to look at the number in your current fact, the current bank account, from the energy of looking at your bank account when it's where you're presencing that number in your vision, from that energy, as if it's all happening now, is the practice. And when we really stop ourselves and literally where the rubber meets the road and bring ourselves into that state of being that's in alignment with the energy of the woman who's living that life or of the man who's living that life with that level, with that bank account, then we really begin to transmit that energy to the molecules of the universe. Because remember, we are transmitting 24/7 by design or by default. Most of our transmission, until we really start to work in a very dynamic way with it and really start to repattern in a dynamic way, most of our transmission is unconscious. It's, you know, it's like if you were looking at the iceberg analogy, you know, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, and that everything that's below the surface of the water there in the image is the subconscious transmission, and that's the majority of the transmission. And then we wonder why our reality isn't, you know, our current state isn't reflecting back to us our vision, because it's about coherence. It's about becoming coherent, in a state of coherence, and then consistently transmitting that. So learning and understanding our vision in any domain, but since we're applying it here to our business, but you know who we are as the woman or as the man who has the business that we are creating from our vision, learning what that feels like, who she is, who he is, that's essential. That is essential. And so, as I said, one of the quickest, I'm going to take that word out also, quickest, I'm not sure that's the word. I think the reason quick popped in there is that the more coherent we are, it can seem and appear that things happen more quickly. That's what, you know, when it appears that that time has collapsed, it's really a matter of coherence. The more coherent we've been with something, we've given it the opportunity to just show up because, and the appearances that we've collapsed time. But that's really just about the molecular structure of things because we've transmitted a coherent state of being and reflected back to us is that, a version of that coherently. So that's more kind of the physics of it, of how it's working. So again, I think what I can offer here in terms of this idea of the vision technology vis-a-vis this business building program and when we're working to build our business is that really, and it's not a spiritual bypass to the fact, it's not a spiritual bypass to discussing the things that are required to build the business, but it's just being very conscious and very aware of the energy behind the discussion. Is the energy behind the discussion one from coming from, this is all worked out and I'm the woman with or the man with the highly successful, highly, you know, fully flourishing, running on all eight cylinders and then some business? Or is it coming from the energy of the woman or the man who's building that business? Because there's a distinct difference. You're building the business, but you're building the business from the energy of already, it's already happening now. It's already so. You're in that vibrational energy. So I'm going to stop again for a moment and just invite any questions. Star 6 will put you in the queue. Yep, maybe you don't have any questions about this. The one thing about questions is it will help us. It will drive this teaching. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, I will speak some more about it, but I have, for the most part, kind of really laid out what I can lay out here in terms of the vision technology and the subtle distinction between working on our business from an energy that has got this, well, you know, when I get there, one day, someday energy, when some of it we just may not even be aware of, you know, because anytime we have a visual on something, it's a direct challenge to our system to hold steady and stable a vibration as if it's already happening. So that's something that's subtle and distinct and very important that we are kind of like, oh, you know, the number of times I've caught myself, and I'm sure all of us on the call know this, where you'll catch that second conversation going on in your head. You know, well, you're looking at the fact, and you're going, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm not transmitting a vibration as if it's already happened, because I'm having this other conversation in the background here, which is really looking at the situation through a filter of lack. Like if I'm looking at that bank account number and it's going, oh, geez, you know, well, what about, you know, and no, when we notice what we're noticing, if we notice that's happening, it's a great opportunity for us to press that pause button and just adjust like an internal thermostat, you know, adjust our thermostatic setting now to the transmission of the vibration of it's all worked out, it's all happening now. And we just want to get on that and then go back to the bank account, go back to the bank statement or whatever we're looking at, so that what we're looking at is, excuse me, as if it's already so. I mean, as a personal teaching example, this was such a great moment for me inside this technology, but I was about to share with you. I had a love letter from the IRS. Let's put it like that. That's how I'm going to hold this energy. And I looked at it, and it wasn't something I was expecting. And my accountant, I don't think, was expecting it either. And both of us, or I was certainly asking him, like, well, you know, where did this come from? So it certainly was a surprise for my nervous system. I wasn't expecting to owe this money. And, you know, it wasn't something that I when I looked at it at first, I noticed that I started to have one reaction, which was kind of a, you know, OMG reaction, and then that would have spiraled into something else probably, and, you know, other language and things like that and other thoughts. And I just don't know, you know. I pushed the pause button in the moment. I stopped myself. I just took a nice deep breath, and I stopped myself, and I said, okay, now, if this is all worked out, and this is a non-issue, then what does that feel like? And I did not open my eyes until I felt it in my bones. Like, I really could feel what it felt like to have this thing worked out. And it's all worked out, and it's not even on the radar. And it was easy, and it was simple. And I kept tuning into that until it was really clear to me, like I could feel it. And then I opened my eyes, and I went back to dealing with the presence of the fact of what that is. And every time since that I've needed to work with that particular fact, I have come at it with the same energy of, you know, blessed it, this is it, you know, it's resolved, done easily, gracefully. I hold an image of my accountant's face, and he's saying to me, I'm sitting on the other side of his desk, and he's saying to me, wow, that was easy. And I'm like, yeah, that is, yeah, you know. And that is so, there I'm able to dial in the image and the vibration. So anytime I come to work with this item, that's what it is. So I'm sharing that as a personal teaching point, not only demonstrate it, but I think, you know, most of us have had a cultural and, reaction to anything we see with those three letters, IRS, on it. You know, somehow culturally that's had a, you know, I know at least in my nervous system, maybe not, you know, for my nervous system that in the past has always had a real, charge to it. So to be able to navigate that with, you know, the charge, just working with it so that I have dominion over that. It does not have dominion over me. And that's, again, in using this technology, that's one of the ways that we want to apply it. We have the dominion over how we bring ourselves, energetically speaking, state of being, to any moment with anything. And certainly as we're building our business, we want to be bringing that energy, which is dialed in at a vibrational frequency, which is as highly successful. And, you know, the teachings that we study, whether it's Genevieve Beiren, Wallace Waddles, Napoleon Hill, all of them speak in different ways to this. But part of the way that they'll speak to it is about you have become that. You are that already. You learn that feeling tone, as it were, and then you you transact from where you are, from that. You are a person of increase. You, I was just thinking about how, you know, when we are living that life, we dress a certain way, we walk a certain way, we go to certain restaurants, or, you know, there are different things that, I mean, for our life, for instance, that you know, we will know that life is happening, and it is happening because we are participating in a certain way. So we want to participate in those ways now. We don't want to wait. Anytime we're waiting or we catch ourselves with that sort of delay, and it's not happening now, we want to remind ourselves that it is happening now, and then we want to close our eyes and we want to bring ourselves into that state of being where we allow that energy to be transmitted now. And that's how it's interacting with the molecules of the universe. In order for the molecules of the universe to get the message and collapse into a shape and form from the wave potential that it's all out there. It's all a sea of energy right now. It's all in an infinite wave potential. And then as we interact with it from our vibrational transmission state of being, our thoughts obviously included very much in this, but the energy that we're putting forth from our nervous system is what has one of the most impact on how these molecules take shape and form. So, questions? Star 6 will put you in the queue if you have a question. I can also ask you a question. Anybody on the call willing to share how they're working with their vision vis-a-vis their business right now and how that's going for you? And I mean, because, you know, I see you all out there, and I know that you're working with your vision and your business. I know that's happening. So is there a particular way that you're working with your vision? Any particular assistance that you would need, or just want to share how you're working with it, and we can add that into the mix? That's also another way of sort of continuing to further this conversation on the vision, the power of our vision vis-a-vis, in this case, building our business. So it's all clear. Everything I've said is clear. That's a question from me to you. Is everything clear? Because I definitely want to make sure that it's clear to you. And I know sometimes, as I said, it gets easy to get on a roll and then not have it be completely clear on the receiving end. So I'm gonna just open this up here. Okay. So this is. Hang on a second. My screen is frozen again. I was going to open up Catherine just to see if everything's clear. Catherine, are you there? Can you hear me? No. Can you press star 6? I just want to make sure you can get into the queue. Just maybe, I'm trying to open this up. Somebody press star 6. I want to make sure that this is working too, because my screen seems frozen. So maybe that you wanted to ask a question and you can't. So, Catherine Ford, would you press star 6, please, so I know that it's working? I was trying to open up so I could ask you a question. So maybe you can't even get into the queue. Okay. Hold on. What is happening here? All right. I'm sorry, everybody. You know what? It's the dashboard has just frozen. So I'm sorry for the technical glitch here. I'm going to need to call back in and get back onto the call. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back. I've just got to do this when I come back, I log back in. It froze me out, so I'm sorry. In the meantime, okay, thank you, Kate. I realize you can hear me, and you get to hear me talk to myself. I'll mute you so that you don't have to hear me talk to myself as I get back into the queue, back into the call, rather. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, so you must have wondered why I was saying, put yourself in the queue, put yourself in the queue. You're all there, and now that was the dashboard. So sorry about that, guys. Thank you. Hold on one second. I'm going to open up Kate. So did you have a question, Kate, or were you just trying to help me out so I knew that the dashboard was working?
Oh, I was just helping you out. This has been really great. It's very clear, so I didn't have any questions.
Okay. Well, thank you for putting yourself in the queue.
Of course.
I'm sitting there, it's like crickets out there. And then I'm like, maybe they can't. Maybe the dashboard isn't even working. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And hi, Catherine. Were you just doing as I instructed and getting in the queue? So.
Yes, I was, and I just want to also echo what Kate said. This has been great. It's I've really myself tried to practice doing both forms of vision statements this year. I hadn't been very good at the mini, my travel version, and it's amazing how great it is when I'm standing in line somewhere or I've just got extra time on my hands and, in a regular waiting situation, I can just pull it out of my wallet and start looking at it, and it's really great.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good.
Thank you for discussing that today, too, just the mini version. It's really helpful.
Yeah, that one is really important that we're working with it every day. That
mm-hmm.
it's not, that's one of those daily supplements that's, non-negotiable kind of thing. It's like, you get up, you brush your teeth, you do your vision, your mini vision. It's like it's part of your energetic. I had a teacher once used to call it energetic hygiene. And, it really is. It's like you wouldn't not shower,
Right.
So,
yeah.
So.
I use my longer, actually I practice, I read my longer one out loud every day. I probably could make it even longer though. It sounds like
mm-hmm.
My business vision isn't a couple pages long. So I probably need to enhance it. And then I just use my mini travel version for when I'm out and about and I have some extra, find myself in a situation where I have extra time. Is that okay to be doing it that way, using really focusing on my larger one every day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you can be focused on your larger one every day. What happens and what we noticed was happening with individuals with the longer, like I've coined the mind movie version,
mm-hmm.
Is if it was more than a page long, people were experiencing what we call vision burnout. They just weren't working with their vision. It felt like it took too long. It was too much.
Okay.
It was, especially if it was 3 or 4 pages long. And so then it was counterproductive because, you don't want to be in resistance to the energy of your vision now
right.
because you think it's something I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mind movie version, as I mentioned up front, is very much something that we do when we have a good 30 minutes or more, whatever it takes to be relaxed, to be in where we can stop and really go deep into it and start to live, see it in our mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that the way professional athletes will go through their entire routine from start to finish that way. So they're not rushed. They're in it. They're going through it. That's very much part of their training program. And that's what we do with the longer version. We get to really begin to know and feel and learn who we are as the woman who is or as the man who is, fill in the blank there. Because here's a little bit of a rub, I think, in the visioning technology is that in the beginning, we're writing out, we have ideas of longings of what we would love and we're getting inspired and we present that and we write it down. But we don't really know, we haven't lived this life before, so to speak, so we don't really have a clear understanding of who this woman is or who this man is. But as we work with it over time, and you can work with it, certainly every day would be a great way to work with it, but just make sure that when you are, you're applying it in a way where you're relaxed, you've got the time, you're not rushing. It's much the way Genevieve Brennan-Round talks about, the application of these, of those techniques, and how to apply them. She has the, getting up in the morning and sitting in a chair and, we want to have a way where we meet that in such a way where it's, we're relaxed and we're able to really breathe life into it. And it will breathe life right back into us. That's the other
mm-hmm.
thing, these cells of recognition. I had a client who, it was funny, she was working with her mind movie version and she was walking through her house that was in the vision. And she said to me, she laughed, she said, I went upstairs this time and instead of going right down the hallway, she was making a right and going down the hallway. She said, I went the other direction. And there was a door there I hadn't even seen before. And I opened it up and there was this whole other room that I didn't even know was in the house. And, you know, we laughed because it was like she'd been inside this vision of the house that she had created, and yet as she lived inside and lived this life, some more was revealed to her about this environment. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's a very dynamic process and dynamic practice, if you will. So as we're in it, you know, as you're in discovering who you are as this business woman, you know, you may discover more about her, you know, as you work with the mind movie version. And then the shorter version, it's great that you're running that through your stream of consciousness every chance you get. And then, you know, presencing that every, you know, you get, the more consistent and repetitive you can be with it, the better. Because, you, again, that's about coherence. It builds coherence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Thank you so much, Kirsten.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to just that. I'm not sure who is this here?
Judy.
Oh, hey. Hi. I know you were probably being helpful, too, in putting yourself in the queue.
I had put myself in the queue way back when, and evidently you never saw it.
No, did you have a question, or were you just helping me out to let me know that the queue was working? Because my screen had frozen and nobody was in it, so I was asking people to pop in there so I knew it was working. Were you being helpful, or did you have a question?
Actually, both, and it was more of an observation.
Uh-huh.
And I love the call. This is really, really helpful. I feel badly for the people that forgot about it.
Well, that's recorded, so we'll send out a reminder, and they can hop on and listen. And that's the great thing about this technology is that, you know, we have the opportunity to have it. And truthfully, with these type of calls, I like to go back and listen to them again, just because there's a certain amount your mind and your brain will take in. And there's a whole, you know, it's like, you know, when you go back to the calls with Mary, there's like all this information. I'm like, she didn't say that. And then, like, I didn't hear that, you know. So it'll be great to listen to it again, you know, at another time also, so people have the opportunity to do that. But what's your observation?
Back when you were talking about the technology piece, reviewing the
mm-hmm.
technology, and it all of a sudden just hit me like a slap in the face that, I know this. I've
mm-hmm.
done this. And when I do it, it works. It's when I don't do it that I don't pay attention that I'm not doing it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a very astute observation. That's a very astute observation in that that I think most of us, you know, understand and relate to the comment you make. Although I just want to say, I hope that when you're getting slapped in the face, it's with love and like a feather and you know, not hard, because we don't want to be hard on ourselves when we're learning this. We're like babies learning this, you know. It's like we're learning a new language. We're learning the language of how we are vibrationally and energetically. And we are beings of energy that have these capacities and capabilities to co-create with this sea of energy that we are a part of. And, you know, you can put different language on that, as we know. It could be God, it could be the quantum field, it's just life energy. But nonetheless, it's the stuff we're made of. It's what we have a capacity to relate to, as well as Swaggle says, you know, it is a thinking stuff and a thinking substance. And we are constantly transmitting with this thinking substance by design, by default, whether we're aware of it, whether we're not aware of it. As you said, you become awake and aware of it, you know how this works. You understand this. And now it's just about practicing that, like practicing a golf swing or practicing the scales on a piano and chords on a piano until you can play a piece of music that's recognizable, or that golf swing until that little white ball goes where you want it to go and not someplace else. But these things, you know, are things that most of us mere mortals don't just get up and, you know, hit the ball straight down the fairway or play a, you know, a piece of music that's completely recognizable at will. When somebody says, you know, sit down and do that. But with enough practice and enough repetition and consistency behind that, we can, and we do. And it's the same with this technology. So we just are gentle with ourselves in the process, remembering that we know this, and then setting it up so that we actually apply it in the moment when it matters, which is anytime you go to look at you know your business, you already have adopted and are transmitting this energy. So you're not filling out your weekly reporting from an energy of like, oh my God, I look at this, there's a zero there. You know, you're not seeing the zero with that energy. You're seeing, you know, or whatever, and as an example. You are seeing the entire report from an energy of, you know, it's a highly successful business, and you're just, you know, putting the numbers in there and taking the steps, and all the steps are taken from that energy as well.
Yes.
Yes?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Well, I think we all know that when we know it, we know it. You know, when we're doing it, when we're in it, we're applying it. And then we all know the experience, as you were just highlighting, Judy, of falling asleep, you know. And I love what Mary says is that, you know, inside of this study and applying, you know, spiritual law and principle in her own life, she realized at a certain point that it was really just about staying awake longer and falling asleep less often. And, you know, I think those, when I heard her say those words for the first time, I was just like, that's it. That's really the whole deal. It's a game changer. It's like, oh, just stay awake longer and fall asleep less, you know? And it's okay. We're all going to fall asleep. We do. From time to time, we certainly do. But the more we stay awake, or the more quickly we can waken ourselves back, you know, so that we're awake and aware, then, again, the more coherence we're creating. And then our lives become more reflective of the very thing that we are presencing. So, anything else, Judy?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okie dokie. I'm going to just clear so that way, you know, I think thank you for all helping me to see that there was, but nothing was happening there. I was like, okay, so just to review again. So we're working with our vision. We have the mind movie version that we really find, you know, we get in there. It's like a mind movie. It's, again, analogous to the professional athlete, the working with their imagery, their vision work, and, you know as it applies to their training. I love this. I don't know if any of you are football fans, but I am a huge football fan. So yesterday was a big day for the 49ers were playing, and they played the Seahawks, and I was sadly the 49ers, it wasn't their day, not their year to go to the Super Bowl, but at any rate, afterwards I was watching some of the post-game interviews, and one of the players from the Seahawks team who made a really dynamic, game-changing play. I mean, he just was in the right place at the right time, and he was awake, you know. And the interviewer was just sort of asking him about that, like, wow, you know, because a lot of the game, he had been out of the game. And last season, a lot of the game, he'd been sort of, you know, waiting to go in, and then they'd pop him in at these sort of moments. And he said last year, he wouldn't be engaged in the game. And when he was out of it, in the way that he knew he needed to be in order to pop in and be able to participate at the level and make a game-changing play like that. And so what he said next really fascinated me. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is exactly it. He said, I was aware of that. He said, I worked on that all off season. He said, I saw myself just being in the game and making those moments. And he said, and what you saw, this is what I loved. He said, what you saw was the embodiment of that. He said, I worked on that all off season. What you saw was the embodiment of that. And I thought to myself, that is so key. I mean, here is this guy who makes this game-changing moment for his team because he recognized that last season he wasn't participating in that way. He wasn't in the game playing the game visually in his mind's eye and in every other way. But, you know, when he was sidelined, he was waiting to get in the game, right? You see the distinction, the lag? Wasn't in the game. Now he realized, I need to be present in the game the whole time, whether I'm in the game physically or not, and I'm on the sidelines or not. And then when I get in the game, I'm able to produce a moment like that because I'm in the game. And he said, and that what you saw was an embodiment of that work that I thought. And he used the word embodiment too. I was like, right on. He's a football player. I love that. about. He's talking about exactly the technology. So with the vision statement, when we're building our business or any part of any domain, any part of our life, we are working with it in that mind-moving capacity where we are in the game. It is happening now. And we are vibrationally, we're at a pitch where we feel it. And when we feel it, we then come to our current reality from that energy. So when we're looking at our KPIs, we're doing our reporting, we are coming from that energy, coming from the energy. And then, again, any other transactions we're doing, you know, it's 24/7. We are that woman or we are that man. So we are in the game. We're not out there waiting to be put in the game. So I think that really kind of sums it up. And then just the general idea that we are working with that longer version in a relaxed manner. We're five sensorizing it. We're in it. We're working with the shorter version, the travel size version. Catherine Presence, the way she's doing it, like stream of consciousness, that's great. As much as possible, as often as possible, we're doing that. But certainly, it's that non-negotiable energetic hygiene. You know, you showered today, you brushed your teeth today, you're inside the energy of your vision today, right? So I think that's sort of a summary, if you will, of this technology and harnessing the power of it and really working with it, and so that we are coming from it. And regardless of whatever the appearance may be, that's okay. We just relate to the appearances, the facts, from the energy of it's already happening now. It's all worked out. This is who I am. And then we just, again, relate to the level of effect from that energy. So I'm going to just, again, if there's any questions, you can press *6 right now. We're kind of coming up. We've got about 10 minutes here on the clock in terms of just time to be together in this way. But I just want to know if you have any questions or any other piece of information that you'd like vis-a-vis vision and working with your business. If there's something specific that, for instance, I haven't covered and you had a question about it, *6 will put you in the queue and you can ask that question. I'd be happy to support you with that. I'm just checking to make sure that I still have a dashboard. Yes, I think I do. But okay, so *6 will put you in the queue if you have a question. Let me do this. Let me just open this up and then I can just find out if you make sure you're there and if you... Okay, so... any questions at all? No? I think some of you may be muted out here. But, okay. Well, I'm just going to say thank you so much for the opportunity to do this work with you right now. I think, again, just from my side of the beach ball on this one, this is some of the most important work that we will do with ourselves. And then in turn with our clients, because if we really live from and understand this technology and as it applies to any domain, but here we're talking about as it relates to growing our business, I think we are just, you know, we are dialed in, so to speak, as in terms of the work that we are here to do in the world with individuals as life mastery consultants and as coaches. So I want to just thank you all for being here today. And that's it. I'm going to take the recording off. And